morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早.
Wow. Had a little technical. We always have technical difficulties here in the morning.
有点技术上的问题现场。
But it is very good to see some faces here.
真的是非常美好的看到你们在座的各位。
And at home, it's good that our church is gathering together, and any friends that are here with us gathering together on this Resurrection Sunday.
也是非常美好，就是你也是在家里参与我们一同在这个复活的礼拜天，与我们一起同在。
I just got a special smile from my mom and dad who are here and 奶奶, yeah.
我真正的父母亲还有我的奶奶在这里也是对我的有一个很好的微笑。
My 奶奶 has been in under lockdown in the senior living center for over a year now.
我的奶奶她已经在过去的一整年已经在这个就是老人的中心呢已经在那里关注，不是关注，就是
To the point where even my father and his sister were not even allowed to see her.
他们对这些老人的保护，甚至于就是他们的亲生儿女都，就是我们长老的父亲与他的兄弟姐妹无法去看。
And at age 104,
然后在104岁。
They said that as soon as she got vaccinated,
他们说，在她马上在注入疫苗之后呢,
and that they were able to visit her,
就可以，家人就可以来去看她。
And not only was she so thankful to the Lord for all his watching over her,
她，就是这位奶奶，她不但是为了这些
But that her first question to Dad was, when can I come in person to worship the Lord together with brothers and sisters?
不过我们的奶奶她问她儿子第一件事情就是我什么时候可以真正的回来到我教会来敬拜我的主。
So she was working, you know, we got permission from our brother PK, So if you want permission, you can ask Brother PK, you know, for more details to be able to come and be here this morning with social distancing and everyone here with masks.
那当然，奶奶在这里，她当然是有经过我们就是教会的卫生局长PK的认可。那你假如也自己想要来的话，你也可以去找卫生股长去问询一下，怎么样才能来。
That's right. So it's nice, isn't it? It's nice to actually see some real human beings here. And even with the technical difficulties, you hear Amos's voice in the background, just kind of working on stuff, breaking down. But he's always able to use some duct tape and patch it up, right, Amos?
这真的是非常美好，可以看到一些真正的人的面孔在这里，与我们一同在教堂里面敬拜。
Yeah, that's cool. But you know, this morning, it is Resurrection Sunday.
今天早上，今天是复活的礼拜天。
And there's a traditional Resurrection Sunday greeting.
我们一直以来都有一个就是很传统的复活节礼拜日的互相打招呼。
And churches around the world will say this.
然后世界各地的教会都会这么说。
So we're going to say it together here. You'll see it up on your board.
我们在这里也一起这样讲，在投影上面你会看到。
I will say the greeting to you.
我会跟你这样子的来。
Do you have it up here?
跟你打招呼。
Okay, so I say Christ is risen. And you respond, He is risen indeed.
我会跟你们这样子说，我跟你们说耶稣复活了，然后你们与我回应是说他确实复活了。
All right, so Christ is risen.
耶稣复活了。
Right, that's right. Christ is risen.
耶稣复活了。
Right, so let's say it to one another. Christ is risen.
对你们互相周围人说，耶稣复活了。
Say it to someone at home. Christ is risen.
跟你家里的人说耶稣复活了。
He is risen indeed.
哦，他确实复活。
Right? And text someone right now if you want at home. If you're at home and you want to reach out to someone, text someone. Christ is risen, and they will text back to you. He is risen indeed.
假如在家中想要与其他的弟兄姐妹打招呼，这样就发短信，发短信给他们说耶稣复活了。他们也要跟你回说他确实。
Whenever we celebrate this particular weekend from Good Friday or the Holy Week through Good Friday and Easter Sunday,
每次我们来庆祝这个主受难日到主的复活礼拜天，
it is filled with a range of emotions.
每一次我们这样的庆祝的时候，都是充满了各式各样的一种感情。
We feel the sorrow, we feel the grief of Good Friday.
当然我们会感觉到这个哀伤，在这个主受难日的这个哀伤。
And then on Resurrection Sunday, the feelings of celebration and of joy and gladness.
然后到礼拜天，我们感觉到我们感受到这个喜乐，这个庆祝欢庆的这个喜乐。
Because no matter what you are facing today as a believer,
因为以一个信徒的身份，不管你在今天受到任何对你在感受的事情，
Whatever you are facing in life,
你现在正在面对的，在生命中面对的任何事情，
Today we are reminded that God has conquered it all.
在今天我们被提醒我们的神已经超越
战胜一切， And that Jesus is triumphant.
然后耶稣基督是得胜者。
Over sin, over death, and over all the things that you may be facing in your life today.
他胜过死亡，他胜过罪，他胜过一切任何你在今天的生命中所受到的。
But you know what? This morning,
你知道怎样吗？可是在今天早上呢？
I have to admit, I can, but I don't like to manufacture celebration, right?
不过老实讲，在今天早上我真的很不喜欢，虽然我可以，可是我真正很不喜欢的就是以人工的方法来制造这种欢庆。
We can try to manufacture or man-make a happiness here, but we don't want to do that.
我们大可用人的方法，以人的制造能力来假造这个欢庆的这个气氛，可是我们并不想这么做。
Because I don't think what we're looking for is a man-made celebration.
因为我们要来找的不是人造的一种庆祝。
Nor a man-made or a man tried to supply some joy to one another.
也不是我们来寻找，也不是说人能够供应给其他人的一种激励或者一种欢喜。
What we want is something real.
我们所要的是真实的东西。
We want the real thing, right?
我们要那个就是货真价实的东西。
And the real thing is something that only God Himself can give.
然后这个货真价实的东西，只有我们的神能够提供给我们。
So this morning, what I wanted to talk to you about was the closest followers of Jesus.On Resurrection Sunday.
所以今天早上我要跟你们分享那些与主跟随最亲近的那些人在复活节礼拜天早上发生的事情。
Because on Resurrection Sunday,
因为在复活星期日,
the closest friends of Jesus, they were not celebrating.
那些与主最亲密的那些朋友或门徒，他们其实并没有在庆祝。
They weren't filled with joy.
他们那个时候，当时并不是心里充满喜乐。
In fact, if you remember, the disciples were hiding.
假如你记得的话，其实在那个时候，门徒们正在躲着的。
They were afraid.
他们心里充满害怕。
That's what the scriptures tells us. They were afraid of the religious leaders of that time for anyone who proclaimed the name of Jesus.
他们在经里就像经里所说的，那些门徒们在那时当时非常惧怕那些当时在以色列那些信仰的那些 宗教领袖他们当在害怕那些宗教领袖在而且当害怕在那时候说出耶稣的名
they were confused what's happened here
他们那些门徒在当时非常的迷惑他们不知道现在在发生什么
so they couldn't manufacture or man make a celebration because they were in sorrow
他们那时候绝对无法以人的方法来制造一些欢庆的那种感觉因为他们其实在那时候心里是充满着悲哀悲伤
And today
那今天呢
We don't want to self-manufacture a celebration
我们也不要以人的方式 来制造这个庆祝
We don't want to try to make our own joy or happiness
我们不要以自己的方法 来加入喜乐到我们身上。
We want to experience the real thing.
我们是真正想要来经历真实的。
So today, I want to have us spend some time looking at the life of his disciples.
所以今天我想要让我们大家花点时间来看那些门徒在星期天的时候，复活的时候在经历些什么。
And how Jesus turned their sorrow into joy.
然后我们的耶稣如何的把这些门徒的悲伤转换成 开心、
mm-hmm. 到喜乐
喜乐到喜乐
and how Jesus may be able to for us turn our sorrow into joy
相同的我们也可以来发现基督耶稣如何把我们的悲伤转为喜乐
Our chairman made a pretty big announcement earlier
我们的主席今天早上也做了一个很蛮大的一个报告
If someone close to you dies
当你身边很亲密的一个人去世的时候
It can be crushing to the soul
对于一个人的精神上面 有可能是可以崩裂的那种程度
So for his closest friends
所以耶稣的那些最亲密的那些朋友呢
When Jesus died
当耶稣死掉的时候
It was not just crushing to their soul It was completely crushing to their faith
不单单只是对他们的精神上面有很大 的破碎的那种感觉甚至是对他们的信心都有那破碎的、那个、
To have put your faith and to put your trust in who you thought was the Messiah
当你把你的全部的信心然后 你的信仰摆在这个人然后你以为这个人是那个救赎者
And then to have Jesus die
然后看到这个救赎者死掉
That's not just soul crushing, that's faith crushing
那不只是对精神上面受很大的挫折对信心上面是更大的
So for the disciples
所以对于这些门徒而言
This was not a time to celebrate
这绝对不是一个欢庆的时候
This was a terrible time
是一个非常糟糕的时候
This was a time where their faith now is being challenged like it had never been challenged before
在这个时候他们的信心是受到前所未有的一种很大 的挑战
The Bible even says that when Jesus was just taken away what was their response
圣经里面说就连当耶稣是被人带走的时候这些门徒的反应是如何呢
Their response when Jesus was taken away was that they fled. They ran away and they went into hiding.
当基督耶稣 被那些人带走的时候这些门徒的反应是他们逃走了他们去躲起来了。
They had been at one point growing in their faith.
在某一段时间某一段时段的时候呢这些门徒的信心是在成长的
They were watching Jesus perform miraculous things
他们亲眼看到耶稣在行神迹
They had been seeing Jesus heal people
他们亲眼看到耶稣基督治疗了那些人
And their confidence in him was only growing
然后在那个时候这些门徒的信心还有 只是一直在增加，在对于耶稣在增加。
And over time, over the few years they were together, they were growing closer and closer to Jesus.
然后在这些过去那些年以内呢，这些门徒与耶稣基督的关系是越来越亲密。
But when Jesus died,
不过在耶稣死亡的时候，
their faith was replaced with fear.
他们的那个信心反而是被恐惧而代替了。
Their hope was replaced with hopelessness.
他们原有的信心或的希望现在变成了绝望。
And so when things started to really get hard to trust in Jesus,
所以当有些时候事情变得很困难的时候，还要来信靠耶稣。
Their faith began to falter.
他们的信心开始就动摇了。
The faith that they once had began to grow weak.
他们曾经拥有那很强大的信心呢，渐渐开始软弱了。
But what I want to show you first this morning,
不过我在今天早上要给你看到第一件事情
是什么？ Is that even while their faith was growing weak,
就是虽然在他们信心慢慢的软弱的时候，同时呢，
Jesus already knew.
但是我们的耶稣已经知道了。
Jesus already knew that their faith was going to fall.
我们的耶稣早就知道他们的信心会渐渐软弱。
Jesus already knew that something was going to happen and they're going to struggle in their faith.
耶稣早就知道会发生一件事情，使得他们的信心得到受到影响。
And he not only already knew.
他不只单单是已经知道了呢，
But he still loved them.
但是他仍然还是爱他们。
And he was still willing to die for them.
耶稣还是仍然愿意为他们而死。
Maybe this morning,
会不会有可能今天早上呢？
Some of you are faltering in your faith.
会不会我们在我们一起的同仁，有些人的信心是不是在摇摇欲坠的情况下？
You're struggling in the chaos of life.
你在因为受着这个生命中的这个混乱所影响。
But just as with his disciples,
但是就像是耶稣的门徒们
，Jesus already knew.
我们的耶稣早就知道了。
He knew that their faith was going to falter.
他知道门徒们的信心会动摇。
And he still loved them.
但是耶稣仍然爱他们。
And he was still on the way to die for them.
耶稣仍然去十字架上为他们。
Brothers and sisters, we're going to show you a point now that I want you to know this morning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我想要让你看到一个重点，我希望你今天早上了解到。
That Jesus knows me.When my faith is faltering,
那就是呢，耶稣知道我自己什么时候我自己的信心受到动摇。
Jesus knows when I'm going to struggle in my faith, and yet he still loves me.
我的耶稣知道我的信心何时会受到动摇，会软弱，但是他仍然依然爱我。
He knows what you're facing today.
耶稣知道你今天在经历什么。
He knows the weakness of your flesh.
他知道你的肉体上的软弱是什么。
He knows when your faith is under attack.
他知道你的信心何时是在受到攻击。
He knows the chaos that you're living in.
他知道你生命中的混乱是什么。
He knows that the struggle you face is real.
他知道你的挣扎是确确实实的。
And he still loves you.
然而他仍然是爱你。
You know, I was looking at these passages, and what struck me was the timing of these passages.
我在读这些经文的时候呢，对我而言最大的一个激励的地方是， 这个时机
yeah.
发生事情的时机、
right. So look at when Jesus says this. Jesus is going to say something before their faith fell. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 26 verse 31.
我们来仔细看看，就是耶稣对他们说什么。耶稣对他们说这些的时候，是在他们信心还没有动摇之前就说了。
He said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night, tonight."
那耶稣对他们说，今晚你们为我的缘故都要跌倒。
They haven't even fallen away yet.
他们倒都还没跌，可是。
Yeah, their faith, they're not even struggling. In fact, they're confident in their faith at this point.
在这个时候，他们的信心完全没有受到影响。反而是他们这时候信心还是在最高昂的时候。
And before their faith even fell.
然后在他们信心 还没有跌倒之前呢
Jesus said, you will fall. You're going to fall away from me tonight.
耶稣就对他们说今晚你们就要因为我的缘故而跌倒。
That word for fall away,
这个跌倒的这个字呢
it actually means to lose trust.
在原文里面其实它的意思是失去对某件事情某个物的信心。
It means to leave. It means to leave the one that you once trusted.
它的意思有点是说你离开那位你原本信任的人。
He's saying that you once trusted me.
所以耶稣在这里说你原本信任我。
And tonight, because of what you're going to face,
然而在今晚你们因着你们将会遇到的事情
It's going to be so hard
对你们而言太过头 太困难
That you're going to lose your trust in me
太困难以至于你们会对我失去信心
You're going to leave the one that you once trusted
你们将会离开那位你们原本信任的人
And in one translation
Yeah, 有一个翻译呢这样
It actually says, you are all going to fall to pieces because of what happens to me.
这个翻译大致上是这样讲说你们大家都会支离破碎的因为今天晚上发生的事情。
He's saying, right now, your life is all put together.
耶稣的意思说你们现在你们的生活都很完好很完整。
But very soon,
不过过一短暂时间很快
Your life is going to start to fall apart.
很快你们的生命就会开始支离破碎
Right now, your life is okay.
现在你还好
But very soon,
但是等一下呢
your life is going to be falling apart.
等一下你的生命就会支离破碎
Something is going to happen.
等一下要发生一件事情
And it's going to crush your faith.
会把你的信心完全的击毁
And you're going to start to lose your trust in me.
然后导致你们开始会对我失去信心。
And you're going to run away from me.
而且你们会开始逃离躲开。
And you're going to hide from me.
然后你们会开始躲避。
Isn't God's word so amazing?
我们神的话是不是真的是很奇妙?
That God's word doesn't even sugarcoat Even the closest followers of Jesus.
圣经上说的话确确实实一点都不虚假甚至于是对那些很重要的门徒们所说的话也是照实原文的这样子。
Rather, it shows how human they are.
在这里这种方式呈现了这些门徒确实就是人。
It's showing us how much they are like us.
让我们可以了解到这些门徒其实跟我们一样都是人
I know that there are times when we are facing things in life and we can't even think straight
我知道我们有的时候因为生命中发生的某些事情导致我们无法去理智的思考
There are these moments in our life where our faith and our trust in God is just not strong enough
有的时候在生命中我们发生的事情导致会让我们知道我们对神的信靠就是不够。
And let me tell you that all of us have times like this.
然后让我跟你们讲说我们大家都有这种时候。
But this powerful concept that I wanted to leave you first with
但是今天我要让你们了解的一个很重要的一个事情是
is that Jesus already knows when my faith is faltering.
就是耶稣早就知道何时我们的信心要动摇。
And he still loves me.
但是他仍然爱着我们。
For some of you, you know that no one knows what you're facing today.
有的我知道我们有时候时常想说没有人可以了解我，没人可以知道我现在在经历的什么痛苦。
No one knows the depth of hardship or struggle or sorrow that you face. No one knows.
有的时候觉得没有人能够去了解我的痛是多痛，我的伤是多深。
But you know that God knows.
但是你知道，神知道你。
And God still loves you deeply.
而且神仍然爱你。
Maybe there are some things in your life that are just testing your faith.
有没有可能，其实你生命中有些事情在发生，他们在存在的原因是在测试你的信心。
Or maybe for some of us, there is something that has happened in the past that has really just caused our faith to weaken.
或者甚至对有些人就是在以前过去所发生的有些事情导致你的信心越来越退步。
You remember when there's a time when your faith was just burning inside.
你们有可能记得曾经何时你们的信心在心里是非常火热。
And things have happened in your life that has caused your love and your trust in God to grow kind of cold.
但是因为经历了生命中所发生的事情，导致你的这个火热渐渐冷却。
Something's caused you to become lukewarm.
有些事情导致你变得不冷不热。
Maybe you have not yet recovered from that pain, that loss that you've experienced.
会不会是有可能你还没有从那件事情中全复治愈呢？
If I'm in that state today,
假如我本身是在那个情况下，
How do I get through this?
我要怎么样来经过这个难
关？ When my faith is weak,
当我的信心是软弱的时候，
How do I get through this?
要如何去过这难关呢？
Well, the answer is this.
我回答这个答案就在这里。
Jesus wants me to hold on to his promises.
耶稣要我们谨守他的诺言。
When my faith begins to falter,
当我信心开始动摇的时候，
What I need to do is I need to hold on to the promises of God.
我所必须做的就是我必须要去坚持记得耶稣的应许承诺。
Now right before Jesus was even taken and crucified,
在耶稣被带走去受死之前的那一时刻呢，
Jesus had given themA promise.
耶稣给了这些门徒一个承诺。
Even when he knew that their faith was going to fall,
耶稣知道那个时候，他知道他们的信心要动摇，要失去。
He already gave them a promise.
但是他在那个时候给了他们一个承诺。
Let's look at this promise that he gave to him in John 16, 16.
我们来在约翰福音第十六章第十六节，我们来看看这个承诺是什么。
He says this.
我们耶稣对他们说，
A little while and you will see me no longer.
等不多时你们就不得见我。
And again, a little while and you will see me.
再等不多时你们还要见我。
Now, they could not understand this.
那个时候，那门徒听了一头雾水。
But Jesus was predicting his death and his resurrection.
不过耶稣在这句话中是已经在预说他的死与他的复活。
He was telling them.
他其实在跟他们讲。
There's going to be a time when I'm going to die and you won't see me anymore.
就是等一会儿我会受死，你们会看不到我。
In 3 days, I'm going to rise.
再过三天，我要起来。
I'm gonna be resurrected.
我要复活。
And you will see me again.
你就将可以再见到我。
He was telling them there's going to be a time.
他们耶稣在跟门徒说
，When I die，
在那个有一个时候，我
and your faith is going to feel like it's crushed。
当我死掉的时候，你们的信心会，你们会以为感觉到你们的信心支离破碎。
It's going to be so bad，
甚至到什么程度呢
？That it will feel as if all hope is lost。
你们会好像觉得完全的绝望
，and you will lament。
然后你会哀伤。
But then look at this promise in verse 20. Jump down to verse 20.
但是你们来看，我们来看这个在第二十节所应许的承诺。
He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
我实实在在的告诉你们。
You will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy.
你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐。你们将要 忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
Look at that. Jesus says you will be full of sorrow.
我们仔细来清楚来看，耶稣说你们将要忧愁。
But your sorrow will turn into joy.
然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
In verse 21, he says, when a woman is giving birth,
在第二十一节说妇人生产的时候
right? When he says, she has sorrow because her hour has come.
她生的时候就要忧愁，因为她的时候到了。
Right. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Your sorrows turn into joy.
既然生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
One version says this.
有一个圣经的版本是这样说的。
It says, but when the baby is born,
但是当婴孩生出来的时候
there is joy in the birth.
在出生的那一刹那有喜乐。
And it says, the new life in the world wipes out the memory of the pain.
在世上新生的这个生命呢，会抹灭那在生的时候的那些痛楚。
This new life in the world wipes out the memory of the pain.
这新生的这个生命抹去痛苦的回忆。
And then it says, when I see you again, you'll be full of joy, and it will be a joy no one can rob from you.
当我再见到你们的时候，你们满了喜乐，这喜乐没人能夺取。
You see, Jesus made a promise.
你们看到了吗？耶稣在这里对他们做了一个承诺。
That something was going to turn their sorrow into joy.
将有一件事情会把他们的忧愁转为喜乐。
What does he say is going to happen?
所以他在这里在说什么呢？
What is the one thing that can turn sorrow into joy?
这个能将忧愁化为喜乐的这件事情，他到底在说什么？
What was he promising that they didn't understand?
所以耶稣到底在承诺什么？这些门徒不了解。
He was saying, it's my resurrection.
耶稣其实在宣告说是我的复活。
By the power of my resurrection,
当我复活的这个大能，
my resurrection will turn your sorrow into joy.
我的复活会将你的忧愁转为喜乐。
And no one can rob that joy from you. It will be a joy that no one can rob from you.
这份喜乐没有人能够将你从那里夺取。
You know, right now, everyone is going through a difficult time.
你们知道吗，弟兄姐妹？现在大家都在经历很难过的时光。
It's
时间
uncertain.
现在一切未知数太高。
The isolation is just bearing down upon our souls.
我们这个与人隔离对我们的精神上面有非常的煎熬。
But that's why when my faith begins to falter,
所以这更是当我信心开始动摇的时候。
What I need to do is to remember the promises of God in this book.
当我信心在动摇的时候，我才更要来记得神在这里面对我们所做的应许承诺。
This book is full of God's promises for you and for me.
这一本我们圣经这本书里面充满了神对你和我所应下的许。
You know, if you own a car,
大家都有车。
Okay, well, the teenagers, if you own a car.
Okay, 假如你有车。
And your car is damaged in an accident.
然后你在车祸里头，你的车受到创伤。
If you know that your insurance policy covers it,
假如你确实知道说你的保险完完全全的保住你的车，
you're not going to worry about it.
你会担心吗？
If your house is accidentally damaged,
或者是你的房子因为某种原因受到破坏，
and you know that your insurance policy covers that damage,
但是你很确实的知道你的房屋保险有保这个破坏的方向，
you won't be worrying about it.
你会担心吗？
In fact, you'll be happy that it's covered.
有可能你那时候反而庆幸啊，我这个是被保障的。
When Peter had major water damage at his house,
当我们的 Peter 弟兄家里有那个水灾的时候，
When he knew that his insurance policy covered it, he wasn't worrying, were you?
当他知道他的家有受这个水灾保险的时候，他并不担心。
Yeah, right. It's only when you don't know whether it's covered or not, that's when you worry.
唯独是当你不确定你的保险到底有没有保这一项的时候，你会在那边担心忧愁。
An insurance policy is just a set of promises that will be delivered because you paid for it.
保险呢？保险是什么？保险只是一些承诺，这些承诺是会被应许，因为你用钱去买的。
But you know, this Bible is full of promises for you that covers you.
但是你知道，这本圣经里面充满着很多应许是来保障你、保护你的。
Only you didn't pay for it.
但是不一样的地方是，这里面的应许你一毛钱都不用付。
You know who paid for it.
你并不需要付这个。
You know who paid for it.
你知道谁帮你付了。
Jesus paid for it.
我们的耶稣帮你付了。
When you know all of God's promises that covers you,
当你知道神所做的一切应许都保障你，
you don't need to worry.
你需要担心吗？
You only worry when you don't know.The promises that he has to cover you.
你唯有担心的时候是你不知道那些应许是什么的时候。
So when times are hard,
所以当遇到难处的时候，
and your faith is faltering,
然后你的信心在动摇的时候，
Jesus wants me to hold on to his promises.
耶稣要我们谨守他的承诺。
We have to hold on what we know is true.
我们要去持守这些我们知道是真实的东西。
I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this today.
说实在话，其实我我原本不太确定我会不会讲这件事情。
We spent the last two days with mom at her house.
我过去的两天，我们都在与我的岳母花在一起。
Because the passing of dad was so sudden.
因为我的岳父，我岳父去世是一个非常突然的方式而去世的。
But the most powerful moment for me，
在过去那两天有一个非常震撼的时刻。
It was on Friday。
这时刻是在礼拜五发生。
And before the people were going to pick up his body。
这个是在我岳父的尸体要被收走的时候。
And I asked them to give us a few moments。Dad's body was on the ground.
我的岳父的身体呢，那时候是在地上。然后我请那些人给我们一点私人的时间。
And we all of us just sat around his body on the floor.
我还有一些家人，我们就围绕着他的身体而坐下。
And we put our hands on his hands.
我们都将我们的手摆在他的身上。
And then I put my hand on his.On his chest.
我的手是摆在他的胸膛上。
And we prayed together.
我们一起祷告。
And that's when we all shed tears.
那时候终是我们大家都哀痛哀哭了，流泪。
But if I think back to mom's prayers.
不过当我每次回想到我岳母所做的祷告，
And I think about Aaron's prayers.
然后我想到我的姻亲的
Aaron's prayers.
Aaron 的祷告。
And I heard Bex's prayers.
我也听到Bex 的祷告。
And my prayers.
然后我自己的祷告。
Do you know what we were praying?
你们可以猜到我们那时候在祷告的什么吗？
We were holding on to the promises of God.
我们的祷告里面都是充满着我们坚守、坚持、记得神对我们的应许。
Mom prayed.
岳母的祷告。
Lord, you promised.
主神啊，你应许了。
That you will never leave us or forsake us.
你应许我们，你永远不会离弃我们，离开我们。
So my husband is not here anymore.
我的丈夫已经不在这边了。
But she was holding on to God's promise.
但是她在持守着神对她的应许。
Lord, you will not leave me though.
她对神说，神你不会离开我。
Lord, you will not leave me.
神啊，主啊，你不会离弃我。
Because your presence is with me.
因为你现在你与我同在。
We prayed that God, your love is greater than we can understand.
我们祷告是，神啊，你的大爱是我们永远无法了解。
Even though the floor, it feels like the floor is giving way.
那时候的哀痛甚至让我们感觉到地是在敞开，让我们 跌进深渊。
But Lord, you are the rock on which I stand.
但是主啊，你是那我们所站在上的磐石。
You are my refuge.
你是我的避难所。
Your presence will never leave me.
你的与我的同在。
You are the God of comfort.
你是那安慰的神。
You will comfort me.
你会来安慰我。
Who will comfort me?
谁来安慰我呢？
No one can comfort me.
没有人能
安慰我。But your promises says that you will always comfort me.
但是神，你的承诺是你会来安慰我。
You will always be with me.
你会永远与我同在。
Your gospel tells me.
因为你的福音这样说。
That I stand firm in your presence.
所以我站在我。我坚定的站立在。
Where is my husband?
我的丈夫去哪？
Where is my father?
我的父亲去哪了？
Your promise tells me that he is with you.
你的承诺是他已经与你同在。
When times are hard,
当遇到难处的时候。
When the loss is so great,
当所失的。失的事情是
什么？ When your faith can begin to falter,
当你的信心动摇的时候，
We hold on to the promises of God, amen?
Amen. 我们持守神对我们的应许。
We have to hold on to who God says he is.
我们要记得神 神是谁?
The only thing we could hold on to is who God says he is.
我们唯一能够去坚持就是神说他是他这个神。
And the promises that he gives to us.
还有他给我们的应许承诺。
Jesus wants me to hold on to his promises.
耶稣他要我。
When faith begins to fail,
记得他的承诺当信心动摇的时候
Remember the promises of God
要记得神的应许
In Jesus' resurrection
在耶稣的复活里
That's when he proved to us
他在那里证明了
That he will fulfill all his promises
他在那里证明说他所应许的承诺没有一个不会应证
That's why the Bible can say
所以圣经才这样说
For all of God's promises are yes in Christ.
神所定的应许在基督里全部都印证了
Let me say that again. All of God's promises are yes in Christ.
神所做一切的应许都在基督耶稣里印证了。
So because of Christ,
因为所以因着耶稣
because of his resurrection,
因着耶稣的复活
all of God's promises are yes and amen.
神所对我们做的一切应许都印证了，都是 amen.
Can you say that?
你能这样说吗？
All of God's promises,
神一切的应许
are yes and amen.
都在都是
All of God's promises
神的应许全部
are yes and amen
都印证了都是 amen
because of Jesus and his resurrection
因为耶稣和他的复活
That's why when my faith is not as fiery as it could be
所以这也是为什么当我的信心不像以前那么火热的时候
when my faith has begun to falter
当我的信心开始在动摇缩小的时候
Jesus wants me to hold on to his promises
也就是为什么耶稣要叫我记得 持许他的应许
See what's amazing about these disciples
所以这些门徒他们有什么奇妙的地方呢
Is that after Jesus resurrected
就是当耶稣复活了以后呢
Everything changed
一切都变了。
The disciples, they had ran away and they were in hiding.
在复活之前，门徒们都逃跑，都躲起来了。
The strongest of them,
门徒中最强的是谁？
The most confident of them,
最有信心的那一位是谁？
They were full of fear.
他们都充满着恐惧。
They became cowards.
他们那时候都成为了懦夫。
They were hopeless.
完全绝望
They had no power.
他们一点能力都没有
But when you see those who follow Jesus after his resurrection,
但是我们来看这些跟着耶稣的门徒呢，在耶稣复活了以后
after the resurrection,
当耶稣复活了以后
that's when the church was born.
教会的诞生就是在耶稣复活
If there was no resurrection,
假如耶稣没有复活
the church is not born.
我教会不会存在。
Something happened in this resurrection that gave birth to the church.
所以在复活这个过程发生了某件事情让教会存在。
Because his followers,
为什么？因为耶稣的跟门徒呢
？They went from being fearful,
他们从充满恐惧
to being fearless,
转变成毫无恐惧。
They went from being Cowards,
他们从软弱
to becoming courageous,
他们成为那缺乏勇气的呢，变成了充满勇气的。
They were dejected,
dejected,
like they were in fear hiding.
他们原本是充满恐惧的，就躲避。
And then they became defiant,
他们变成了毫无恐惧。
They went from being Without hope,
他们原本是充满绝望
to being full of hope,
变复活了以后变成了充满信心
powerless,
他们原本满无能力
to being full of power.
变成了大有能力。
How are we to experience that type of change?
那我们这些人，我们要怎么样去经历，才能去经历这种转变呢？
How are we to experience that type of transformation?
我们要如何去做这种变化呢？
You know what Jesus wants?
你知道耶稣想要的呢？
Jesus wants me to live in resurrection power.
耶稣要我活在复活的大能里面。
He wants me to live in the resurrection power.
他要让我们在复活的大能里面呢，去得到充满。
And that resurrection power,
那复活的大能
is the power of his Holy Spirit.
就是他的圣灵。
There is something so powerful that happened in the resurrection.
在复活的时候发生了一件非常强大的事情。
For them.
对他们而言。
And for us.
对我们而言。
I want to show you something in John chapter 20.
我想要再让我们来看约翰福音第二十章。
Verse 19 and 22.
第十九还有二十二节。
You see, on the evening of that first day of the week, on the evening of the first day of the week,
那日就是七日的第一日晚上。
Mm-hmm. When the disciples were together, it says,
门徒所在的地方。
And it says, with the doors locked, for what? For fear of the Jewish leaders.
那边的门都关了，为什么关呢？因为怕那些犹太的宗教领袖。
Jesus came and stood among them.
耶稣来站在当中。
And he said, peace be with you.
对他们说，愿你们平安。
He said, you see, here they're hiding.
See, 对，看，那这样你看很清楚了，在这里门徒他们都在躲，他们这时候正在躲避的时候。
They're fearful.
他们很害怕。
No power.
一点能力都没有。
No hope.
一点希望都没有。
And then what we see is that the resurrected Jesus miraculously appears.
所以，然后这里你要很要抓到这一点，就是这个复活的基督呢，就很奇妙的就在他们当中突然出现。
The doors were locked.
你们要记得哦，这门都是关着的。
He did not knock on the door.
耶稣没有，并没有敲门。
He appeared.
他就出现了，他就是这样单单的出现。
And the first word he says to them is, "Peace be with you."
他对他们说的第一句话是，愿你们平安。
Peace. He says shalom.
平安就是在原文中是 shalom.
Verse 20.After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
耶稣说了这话，就把手和肋旁给他们，指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。
When they saw that Jesus had resurrection power,
当这些门徒看到耶稣拥有着那复活的能力。
It says they were what? They were what?
Overjoyed.
They were what?
Overjoyed.
They were overjoyed.
他们就说了，这些门徒当然看到耶稣的这个大复活的大能，他们就其实就是大大的喜乐。
Okay. They were supposed to have put the NIV version on there, right? It actually says overjoyed.The NIV says overjoyed. They were glad. That's beyond glad. They were rejoicing.
所以就是在另外一个版本里面，这个喜乐呢，其实是形容了更强大的话，是非常喜乐，大大的喜乐。
And again, he said, "Peace be with you."
然后他在耶稣再跟他们说了，祝你们平安，愿你们平安。
Do you see how important it is for Jesus that we have peace?
你们看到了吗？对我们，对耶稣而言，对我们拥有平安是多么重要的事情。
As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
耶稣接下来说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
See, he wants us to have peace.
耶稣要我们有平安。
And then he sends us on mission.
有着这平安，耶稣派遣我们出去做
使命。 He says, I'm showing myself to you.
我把我自己呈现给你们看。
So that you can bring me to others.
所以你们能够把我呈现给别人看。
The Father sent me to you.
天上的父把我派遣给你。
I'm sending all of you to others.
我呢，把你们差遣到世界各地。
And then verse 22. Oh, by the way, you need something.
第二十二节，耶稣说，哦，我忘了，你们需要一个东西。
You need something very important.
这蛮重要的，不能忘记。
You cannot be on mission without this.
你们没有这个东西，你们无法出去使命。
You cannot have abundant life without this.
你们生命无法活出多彩多姿，假如没有这个东西。
So he says, and with that, he breathed on them.And said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
说了这话，耶稣说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
Do you see this, brothers and sisters?
你们有看到我所看到这个东西吗
？Jesus wanted his followers to live in his peace.
耶稣要着他的门徒，他的跟随者在平安中。
He sent them. He sends all of us to have this mission, this purpose in our life.
他差遣我们，在我们生命中，耶稣差遣我们去这个使命。
And he wants us to live this new life.
然后耶稣要我们去活这个新生命。
But he says, you cannot do this unless I give to you my Holy Spirit.
不过这个新生命或这些派遣出的使命没有圣灵一切是空谈
That's living in resurrection power
有着圣灵就是活着复活的大能
Jesus wants me to live in resurrection power
耶稣要我活在他复活的大能
Let's say that to someone next to you this morning
对着你旁边的人这么说
Jesus wants me to live in resurrection power
耶稣要我活在复活的大能里
I don't see you saying someone Okay Because anyone who puts their faith and trust in Jesus
任何人当他们把他的信心摆在耶稣上的时候
In his life
在这个人的生命中呢
death,
在他的死亡以后在他的复活以后
For anyone who has received the Holy Spirit
那任何收到圣灵的人
Listen
听清楚了
You can live a life in resurrection power
受到圣灵以后你可以活出
You are not limited to living a life of defeat.
你将不再被活在被限制在这个失败限制的生活里。
Jesus wants me to live a life of resurrection power.
耶稣是要我们活在他复活大能。
He, by his resurrection, turns my sorrow into joy.
耶稣借着他的复活把我的忧伤变成了喜乐
And I need to just hold on to his promises
唯一我要做的就是坚持他的应许
I need to live in the power of the Holy Spirit
我要活在圣灵的大能里
Do you want to live that life today, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们 你们想不想活在这种
We should be a church full of people living in resurrection power.
我们的教会应当是一个大家都是活在这个复活的大能里面
That's not to say life is without struggles.
我这样讲不是跟你们说哦，生命中好像没有挑战
No, it's in the midst of the chaos.
反而是当我们受到挑战的时候
It's in the midst of the loss.
当我们失去了重要的东西
It's in the midst of the pain.
当我们受了很大的痛的时候
It's in the midst of the confusion.
当我们困惑的时候
Jesus' resurrection can turn my sorrow into joy.
记得耶稣的复活是能够将我们的
忧愁 And he has now given me resurrection power.
转变为喜乐，然后耶稣已经把这个复活的大能已经交给了我。
That's the promise in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章，神的应许就是这样。
Look at this. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
罗马书第八章第十一节。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的圣灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
We can be children of the living God.
我们就能够成为我们活着大神的儿女。
We are children of our King Jesus.
我们是我们王耶稣的子民们。
And we are people living in resurrection power today because the Holy Spirit lives in us.
而且我们就成为那名是活在复活的大能的里面的。
Let's not be a dead crusty church.
弟兄姊妹们，不要让我们的教会成为那个死气沉沉的。
That's right, you know that word. No, we are a church of resurrection power.
我们这个教会应当要是那充满着复活的大能的教会。
Amen?
Amen?
Amen, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we come before you because today means so much for us.
天上的父啊，我们今天来到你这里，因为今天对我们而言是多么重要，充满意义的。
We cannot manufacture celebration.
我们无法自己制造这个庆
祝。We cannot manufacture joy.
这个喜乐呢，是我们无法自己创造的。
Lord, what we want is the real thing.
主啊，我们要的是从你来真实的。
And that comes from you.
确确实实是从你那里来的。
And so, Father, remind us this morning of all that Jesus has accomplished from Good Friday to Resurrection Sunday.
主神啊，所以求你，请你帮助我们记得那耶稣从受难日一直到今天复活日所做的一切。
Thank you, Lord, for your great love over us.
主啊，谢谢你对我们的大爱。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We want to sing to you.
我们愿意对你唱歌。
And we want to ask that anyone who is listening who has not proclaimed the name of Jesus this morning will come before you and call out and believe in the power of the name of Jesus.
我们也向你祷告，希望呢从来不认识你、没听过你的，今天在听到这个信息之后，知道要向你要向你呼喊。
To say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins.
然后对你说，主耶稣啊，请你原谅我的罪。
You are the only giver of new life.
你是唯一拿能赐新生命的。
And I want that resurrection power in my life.
而我呢，我想要那复活大能的生命。
And we pray that that person would come to you in your name.
然后主啊，我们祷告，希望那个人这样子就应着你的名来到你那。
And we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
我们一切是借着耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.